Your Excellency, Reverend Fathers, Venerable Sisters, I heard recently a little phrase, a quotation that I thought was very good. It said, "How lucky am I that I have something that makes saying goodbye so difficult." I think that we could use a better word than lucky. We could say blessed. We might say, "How blessed am I that I have a faith that teaches me that goodbyes ought to be temporary." We don't, of course, actually say goodbye to our Blessed Mother today, because after this Fatima conference, she will be even more present in our minds and in our hearts. But we do have some good goodbyes to say. We say goodbye to this year's Fatima conference. We say goodbye to the good bishops who have been so generous with their time, have taught us our faith so carefully. We will even say goodbye to our beloved Master of Ceremonies, Father Anaya, who after 20 years of excellent work will no longer be running the Fatima conference. We say goodbye to our other clergy. We say goodbye to one another. But we recall perhaps those very encouraging words of the great Saint Thomas More. "May we meet merrily in heaven." We have this Fatima conference discussed much of the Catholicity of the Church. We have talked about the missions. Many who will go away from here today will travel a great distance, His Excellency to Argentina, Father Krzysztof to Moscow, Russia. We go our separate ways and are indeed separated by many miles, but we are united by our faith. The Word was made flesh. The Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. Our Blessed Lord dwelt amongst us bodily for 33 years. But He said, "It is expedient that I go," that there had to be, even in this instance, goodbyes. Think, if you will, of that separation of our Blessed Mother from her Son. The Word was made flesh in her womb. She bore Him for 9 months. She nourished Him, cared for Him. He was everything to her. Yet after His resurrection, there necessarily had to come the ascension, and she would remain. What a bitter goodbye this must have been, yet at the same time, sweet. Because she knew that this separation would only be temporary. She would indeed meet Him again. My dear friends in Christ. I hope that we have learned much these last days. We have grown in appreciation for the faith that we have. We have grown in love, devotion to our Holy Mother. Let us have that great faith to realize we will see them. But we must put in the work. We have to use these graces. What incredible graces God gives us in moments like this. He fills our hearts to overflowing with sentiments of piety. But what good are these sentiments of piety if we do not put them into action? As we learned of the missionaries, perhaps the North American martyrs, who gave their life's blood for their faith. Let us put into action what we have received this week. Let us grow deeper in our faith. Let us have that firm hope that grace will always be there for us. Almighty God will give us the ability to carry all of our crosses. Let us have an ardent charity, a burning love for our God who is so good, a burning love for His Mother who loves us so tenderly. A true charity for one another, that we be united my dear friends in Christ. Let us meet merrily in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.